Yudbeis, Yudgimel, where Shlomo HaMelech warns to stay away from the empty people. Now, he says, Bini, Al Teilech B'derech Itom, Mina Raglecho Min Sivosom. Seems to be the same words, the same meaning anyway, not the exact same words. We know with Shlomo HaMelech, whenever he says what seems to be redundant, there's always a cheshbon. So we'll try to explain today the difference between these two sets of words. Bini, my son, al teilech b'derech itom. Don't go in the same way with them. Mina raglecho min sivosom. Keep your feet away, raglecho, your feet, min sivosom, from their pathways. So obviously it's the same thing. Don't go to derech with them, and stay away from the path. What's the chilik from these two descriptions? So, I'm going to share with you a couple of ideas, starting with the Netziv Mivalezhim and the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Famous Mishnah Pirkei Avos talks about staying away from a bad neighbor. So the lashon is harchek mishochin ra v'al tischaber l'roshon. Now we did mikvois a little bit, which Baruch Hashem, I have a lot of people who are calling me with horrors on the shir, so I'm very excited. People that are learning mikvois. We learned the chiluk between chibur and hashoka zriya. So if you look at these lashonos, harchik mishochin ra, you should stay away from a shochin ra, far away. V'al tischaber l'rosh, and don't get very close, don't connect yourself to a rosh. In svara, you'd say the other way around. No? Shochin ra is not a rosh. Ra is a much lower level than a Russia. Right? So, if you'd ask me, I would say, Hachek mi Russia. Right? Run away from a Russia. He's terrible. Stay very far away. And don't get too close. Don't connect. But the Mishnah says, fuck it. Hachek mi Shochin Ra. From a shochin ra, you should run to the other side of the world. Al tischaber l'rosh, and a rosha sounds like it's okay. Just don't get too close. Don't connect yourself to the rosh. Don't mamish be connected. Why would? What's pshat mishnah? The Netziv Mivalezhim is oimed on this question, and it's tshuvas meishiv dover siman tes. He's writing a tshuva on another topic, but he's oimed on this. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishes, actually, if somebody could get a Rambam Noshim, Mishnah Torah Noshim. The Rambam writes that Yashikoyach Abeliyom. The Rambam, this Rambam I've told people many times, husbands, because this Rambam basically says you shouldn't be such a strict husband. Ha'isha Omar, there's a halacha, a person is not supposed to tell his wife, you can't go here, you can't go there, you can't go anywhere. You know? Because I don't know if these people are good people. If they're not huchzak bepritzus, it's not people that are huchzik as bad people. You shouldn't be telling your wife, don't go here, don't go there, don't go there. Pesach the Rambam hazeh. Harambam sh'omal, harambam. The Rambam is not saying this. Ho'ish sh'omal, eini do b'model zeh. I don't want to live in this meadow. So he goes through that I don't want to live in this neighborhood. Taka, you shouldn't be telling your wife you can't go here, you can't go there, you can't be a dictator. But what happens when it comes where you're going to move into? Where's your neighborhood going to be? Where are you living? Do you have to also prove that these people are huchzak to be bad? Or is it enough for you to say, listen, I don't like the neighborhood. I don't think these are good. This is not a good neighborhood for us. Well, do you need to have edus? So the Rambam zokt, if he says, any door b'mother zeh m'pnei sh'bnei odem royim, oy prutzim, v'ani m'syore mehen, zokt the Rambam, halocha p'sak halocha l'maisa, shaymin loy, we listen to him. This is halocha l'maisa Rambam. Right? We listen to him. Shekein tzivu chachomim, zok the Rambam, hachek mishochein ro. Fascinating Rambam. So the Rambam is making a distinction between telling your wife, you can go here, you can go there, you can go there, this, I don't like telling me, and saying, where are you going to live? By living, the Rambam zokt, even if you don't have a chazoka that this is not good, this area is not good. There's no cheskas putzim, but you don't think it's a good. I'm scared of this neighbor. Zokte Rambam shoymin loy. He has a right. And he says, klar, af api shaloy huchzuku b'pritzis. And the Rambam is looking for a source. Shekein tzivu chachomim harcheik mishochein ro. Stay away from the shochein. What's the Rambam teaching us? People that you live with are much more dangerous than somebody who you just an acquaintance. The closer they are, the more dangerous they are. So the Rambam is saying that Hagam, that if your wife wanted to go shopping, and you say, oh, I don't like the chever there, it's the pizza shop, it's a bummy place, I don't want you. I know husbands that tell their wives they can't go to pizza shop. So I tell them you can't be so mishugi. Right? But the Rambam says, you don't move into the pizza shop. If it's a neighbor that you're afraid, that you feel it's not a good neighbor, even though you don't have a chazoka, you don't have edus, it just doesn't smell right to you. Paskins the Rambam, shame and love. We listen. We listen. And he brings our Mishnah. Hachek misho alzeh tzivu chachomim, hachek misho chenor. Says that it's Sidmi Valosh, that there's a difference in halacha. There's a difference in halacha. A rosha, we're not making a difference between rosha and ra. We're making a difference between a shochein and somebody who you're just acquainted with. A rosha who's not your neighbor, you can say hello to him. You don't have to be rude. I'll describe a rosha. But if you're in a neighborhood, if you have a shochein, you have to be harchik mishochein. Because somebody your mom is living with, there it's much more dangerous. Many years ago, I was still a bocha. I was learning in Eretz Yisrael at the time. I heard a shmuz. Moridik Shmuz, which I'm going to share with you, on this pasuk in Mishlei. That's the chiluk, by the way, between Derech and Nesivosam. Nesivosam is the area that's their area. Right? So Shlomo Melch is saying, Do al teilech b'derech itam. When it's not their neighborhood, just don't out as chaber. Don't connect to them. Itam. But to be in their area, their territory, that don't even go near. That's this yesod. Harchik mishochin ro. So Rabbi Zriel Vildel, he was a Vina Dayan, and he was one of the Rosh Hashivas in Wien. He spoke by a bar mitzvah. I didn't really know him. God, I bought to say I enjoyed this drasha that he gave by the bar mitzvah so much that I ended up buying his sefer. Called Ezem Yehuda Al-Atar. I bought it because I enjoy this. this drasha so much. He's speaking by a bar mitzvah. And I'm going to share with you what he said by the bar mitzvah. He said over, he's talking about this pasuk of Mishlei. But he said a murid de gemaisa. Murid de gemaisa. I'll tell it to you the best of my recollection. It's many years ago. It's whatever, 30, who knows how many years ago. He said like this. He was giving a mashal. But he said there was a guy, there was a big gevir. I think it was a Meister Shoya. A big gevir in Europe. And the way it worked in those days, the very big gevirim used to pick special sons-in-law. You know, they go to yeshiva, and they would pick the best guy in the yeshiva. That's the way it worked. The girl had very little involvement with the, you know, the girl had less involvement with the shidduch. The father was orchestrating the shidduch. And the father brings back the boy. That's the way it worked in those days. So, they say by Rav Aaron, it was something like that. Rabbi Zalman spoke to Rav Aaron in learning, and the whole shidduch was arranged right there, then and there. And Rabbi Zalman said, are you asking him to take my daughter? And Rav Aaron said, also let him shikad shishat shira. I never saw her, I can't. So, you guys learned the sugya. Also kadashi shishat shira. So Mrs. Zalman said, she's right in the next room. You could open the door. So Rav Aaron opened the door. Okay, mask it. Mask it. So when I said, most of my Talmidim meetings don't work that way, but this is about. Mask it. So when I said, this guy, he said that this big gevir went in Europe, and he went to Valozhin, and he got himself the best guy there, mamish, top guy. And he supported him kiyar ha-melech. That's the way it worked. They would sometimes they would take you into the house, or they would build you an apartment, and they took care of you while you continued steiging, going through shas and preskim. This was standard. Today, every guy thinks that he's roy for that. Right? That's the difference. Those days, you have to be able to shtickle bald over to expect to get something like that. Today, every guy, if he's an oil, he knows he can't do it. But if he's Gimbal Tapi, the priest of Shalav Ramadino, he's worried to be supported for the rest of his life. But then it wasn't like that. You had to be a Bahori. So this Rav Israel was saying over the Ma'isan that this Gevir got himself mamish and ate him unbelievable. And he built him a place off his house, gave him Kiyar HaMelech, he gave him a farm room. Those days, farm were very scarce. He bought him all Sfarim from all over the world. He wanted to make him as comfortable as possible. But he warned him. He said, I want you to know, there's one area in this neighborhood, the people are just very low lives, and I recommend that you stay away. Stay away. So the Eidim tells the Shver, he says, Shver, I'm not afraid. Baruch Hashem, I'm a London. I know how to learn. I have a way with people. I'm a chazak people. I'm not scared. I'm basically, I'm not limiting myself in this neighborhood. Where to go, where not to go, who to be part of, who not to be part of. I'm a part of everything. The Shver didn't like it, but the Shver didn't say anything. Shver comes to him a couple of weeks later. He says, Adam, I have a shaila. Something happened in the kitchen. Piece of tray for meat by mistake fell into a pot. Are we allowed to eat it? You're the Talmud Chacham. We're supporting you. Paskin. So, the Edom comes into the kitchen, looks at the pot, the piece of meat. How big was the tray for piece of meat? The tray for piece of meat is this big, okay? He measures the pot. The Edom says, sorry, the pot is, all the food in the pot is tray. There's no shishim. You don't have 60 times the amount to concentrate. You have to throw away all the food. Okay. The Baal Bas does. He's a rich guy. It doesn't bother him. Throws away the pot. Oh, cash in the pot. Comes to him a couple of days later. The Shver. Shver was a big chacham. Comes to him a couple of days later. He says, I have to tell you, Adam, another shaila came up. I was at work, and a shaila came up. And I passed it on myself. I learned from you. I passed it myself. So the Adam says, what was the shaila? He says, where I work, it's a lot of goyim. It's a lot of treifus. Right? But I bring myself a kosher food. What happened was my piece of kosher flesh fell into the pot with the tray for food. The people I was working with fell into the together with their tray for food. So the Adam says, I hear. So what did you ask? He said, very simple. I asked if the pot has shish. Meaning, was there 60 times of treif meat as much as the kosher meat that fell in? And he said, no. He says, I just took my kosher piece of meat out. I found it. And I ate it. So the Adam was, it's treif. It's nice and tam. If you don't have, he said, no, I just did the same cheshbon that you made in our house in the kitchen. We had the opposite case. We had a treif of piece of meat, fell into a pot less than 60. The whole pot became treif. That means that if you have less than 60, whatever falls in makes everything treif. No. So my kosher piece of meat fell into a pot less than 60, should make everything kosher. No? Yeah. The one was there. The Shver told the Adam, I learned from you. This is exactly, we just had the Shaila in the kitchen 2 weeks ago. You paskined that the treif of meat that fell into the pot, now all the pieces of the pot are treif, even if we take that piece out, it's all treif. Why? Because the piece of meat that fell in made everything treif. He says, I don't understand. So I had the same story. Granted by me, it was a kosher piece of meat fell into the pot. No shishim. So now it should make everything kosher. So the Adam tells the Shver, I'm the guy learning, I'm the one that you shouldn't pass in Shilas. You shouldn't pass in Shilas. He told him. One trave a piece of meat could trave up a whole pot. One kosher piece of flesh can't make a pot kosher. Adam looked, the Shver looked at Adam, he says, no. And who do you think you are? You said you could walk around the neighborhood, you could go, you could hang out with everybody, you could make everybody kosher. You go against your own psak aloche. And the Adam was makabel the Musa. Was makabel the Musa. Because it's much easier to make something treif than to make something kosher. So this Rebbe Zriel was speaking about a bar mitzvah. So he said that, why is a bar mitzvah bracha called a bar mitzvah? That was his question. It should be called bar mitzvahs. It's becoming achayv in all mitzvahs. Bar mitzvah is very unique. It becomes bar mitzvah, it's chayv in all mitzvahs. That's why the Chassam Sofer holds that every bar mitzvah has to make a shechiyon on all the mitzvahs. Forget that you're doing one mitzvah. All mitzvahs. You're becoming today chayv in all mitzvahs. You should make a shechiyon. The Chassam Sofer holds like that. So no rechayim simenun hey, the tshuvas. So what I tell bar mitzvah bachim is the day that they put on film. As bar mitzvah, not as before the bar mitzvah, they should wear a new suit, a new baget. They should make a shechiyonu and have in mind all the mitzvahs, like the Chassam Sofer, all the mitzvahs. So he asked, as Rebbe Zriel said, why do you call a bar mitzvah bracha? A bar mitzvah? You should call them bar mitzvahs. Why it's bar mitzvah? It's chayv in all mitzvahs now. So he said this word. That's why he said this story. He said this word. He said, a person is a product of their environment. Becomes part, your environment becomes part of your, that's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying, Menah Raglecha Min Nisivos. You are going to become a product of your environment. You will. It's a guarantee, not it's a maybe. It's a guarantee that you're going to be a product of your environment. Guarantee. The job of a Bar Mitzvah Bacher is, the Loshen Mitzvah, the Chazal say, is a Tzavsa. Tzavsa, what does it mean in the Gemara when it says Tzavsa? Tzavsa means company. When I keep you company, I'm a Tzavsa for you. The Mitzvah has to be Malava you. A person has to know to always be an environment of a Mitzvah. That's a Bar Mitzvah. The day that was his Shmuz. The day a guy becomes Bar Mitzvah, that's what he is. That's this Pasuk in Mishlei. Bini. As far as you meet somebody in the street, al teilech b'derech itam. Try not to hang out with them. But for environment, if that's going to be your environment, minah raglecha min yisivos. Environment you have to watch like pikuach nefesh, like the Rambam paskens. The environment is mamish. The Sefer HaChinuch says, and he says this many times, he says a fool who thinks that his environment is not going to affect him, the comparison he gives is a room with wet paint. I don't know if you guys ever tried this, if you ever painted. But the Chinuch says that if you go into a room with wet paint, you get wet. You get dirty. Right? It's always like that. You can put on the clothing, you put on this, you put on that, you can walk, you're careful. You ends up, you get dirty. I've painted a couple of rooms in my life. Right? Whenever I didn't put on painting clothing, it turned into painting clothing. Whatever I wore turned into painting clothes. Not shaykh. That's what Shlomo Melech is saying. Minah raglucham nisivasam. The area of Rishayim, minah raglucham nisivasam. You have to run away. Minisivasam. And that's the chiluk between an acquaintance and somebody you're mamish with. You're Yom of Lila. Chavetz Chaim Paskins, that if you have a job, if you have a job, and there are people in the office that are not good for you, you have to leave the job. Pikuach nefashos. Because if you're working with people 12 hours a day, that's your shochan. That's not somebody sat next to you on the train. That's your shochan. Your shochan, and that's what the Rambam is paskening, that you don't need to be huchzak bepritzos for that. That you have to look at as pikuach. Your environment is your pikuach nefashos. Okay.